This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Good morning. As we get going in this day, I hope that your heart starts the day just turning towards God and letting God get involved in your life. That's the great thing about life. We don't have to live it on our own, lonely, wondering how things are going to turn out, wishing there was someone we could count on or depend on. There is the person who is in control of all things, the ruler of the universe, the creator, the supreme being. Yeah, God wants to walk with you through your day. If your heart is open to Him and you're responding to Him in your life, then He is drawing closer to you. And you know, as you come into a living relationship with God through knowing His Son, Jesus Christ, life changes completely. When you understand what God is really like, then there's nothing to be afraid of in life. Listen to how Isaiah describes God in Isaiah chapter 40, starting in verse 12. Who has measured the waters in the hollow of His hand? Just hold out your hand in front of you and look at the little hollow that's created there in your palm. God measures the waters of the world in the hollow of His hand. And who has marked off the heavens by the span? They used to measure things back then by hand spans. Well, just spread your hand out from your thumb to the end of your longest finger. That's a hand span. Who has marked off the heavens by the span? Only God can do that. And calculated the dust of the earth by measure, and weighed the mountains in a balance, and the hills in a pair of scales. Who has directed the Spirit of the Lord, or as His counselor, has informed Him? With whom did He consult? And who gave Him understanding? And who taught God in the path of justice and taught Him knowledge? No one had to teach God, did they? God is the source of all justice and knowledge. And who informed Him of the way of understanding? Behold, that is, just look and see, the nations of the world are like a drop from a bucket. You think of the great superpowers in this world and the military might that they exercise and the nuclear power that could obliterate all life on this planet. Think of the United Nations initiatives that are brought into place by these military powers and by these political giants. The nations to God are like a drop from a bucket and are regarded as a speck of dust on the scales. Behold, He lifts up the islands like fine dust. Even Lebanon is not enough to burn, nor its beasts enough for a burnt offering. All the nations are as nothing before Him. They are regarded by Him as less than nothing and meaningless. You know, this is not saying God doesn't care about the affairs of this world or what happens in this world. What it's saying is that His care for us is so amazing because compared to God, we're microscopic. We're nothing. We're meaningless. It's only the value that God puts on us that makes us valuable. It's our connection to Him that makes us unique, that makes us different, that gives us value in this world. Don't get an exalted view of your own importance. Rather, find your meaning in your relationship with God. I'm John North.